Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Conversation with Sir Jolly. I am your host, Sir Jolly. And as always, it's a pleasure to have you here again. But if this is your first time, this is where we talk about the ethics of life's highs and lows, the lessons we learn, and how we can grow into the best version of ourselves. Today, we are diving into a new topic that every single one of us has faced at some point in life. It is handling rejection. Whether it's a job application that didn't go through, a relationship that ended, a creative project that was turned down, or even social rejection, it's something we all encounter. And yet, rejection can feel deeply personal, painful, and sometimes even paralyzing. But here's the truth. Rejection is not the end of the road. It's often a redirection to something better. In fact, many of the most successful people in history have faced rejection over and over again before achieving their greatness. So, today, we are going to break down rejection, why it happens, how to deal with it, and how we can turn it into fuel for growth. And as the great author J.K. Rowling once said, it is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default. So, let's start with the emotional side of rejection. Why does it feel so painful? Why does rejection hurt so much? Science tells us that rejection actually triggers the same part of the brain as physical pain. That's why getting rejected can sometimes feel like a punch to the face. This feeling is not just in your head, by the way. It is real. It is a real and measurable response. The famous psychologist Guy Winch explained that humans are wired for social rejection. Back in our early days, being accepted by a group means survival. So, when we experience rejection, our brain interprets it as a threat to our well-being. This is why even small rejection like being ignored in a group chat sometimes can sting more than we expect. But here's the thing. Just because rejection feels like a failure doesn't mean it is one. And just because someone rejects us doesn't mean we are unworthy. As the poet Mohammed Rumi once said, he said, "Don't grieve. Anything you lose comes around in another form." One of the best ways to handle rejection is to reframe it, not as a loss, but as a redirection. Sometimes, rejection is life's way of pushing us towards something better. Now, think about Steve Jobs. He was fired from Apple, the very company he founded. At the time, he described it as a painful and humiliating experience. But looking back, he said it was the best thing that ever happened to him. That rejection gave him the space to think creatively, and eventually, he came back stronger than ever before. He started leading Apple to becoming one of the best, most successful companies in the world. Or how about Oprah Winfrey, for example? She was fired from her first job as a television reporter because the producers said she was unfit for TV. Imagine that. If Oprah had taken that rejection as a final verdict, she never would have become one of the most influential media personalities in history today. So, when rejection happens, ask yourself, what if this is leading me to something better? As Alexander Graham Bell wisely said, he said, when one door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed doors that we do not see the one which has opened for us. Now we understand rejection isn't the end of the pursuit. Let's talk about how to handle it in the moment. With the little research I've made, I found out a few practical steps we can take to handle rejection. First of all, acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to feel hurt, disappointed, or even angry sometimes. The key is to process those emotions without letting them define you. Give yourself permission to feel something, but don't dwell on the rejection forever. And don't take it personally. I know it is tough, but it is a crucial part of handling rejection. Not every rejection is about you, actually. Sometimes it's about the timing. Sometimes it's about the other person's perspective. And sometimes it's just about the compatibility. The author Elizabeth Gilbert once said, "You are not to be ashamed if you don't get picked. Instead, be grateful that you still have your own strange, wonderful path to follow." However, look for the lessons it has taught you. Every rejection has something to teach us. Did you get turned down for a job? Maybe it's a sign to refine your skills. Did the relationship end? Maybe it's making room for a healthier one. Growth comes when we look at rejection as feedback, but not as failure. That is the only way you can grow. And then you can keep moving forward. One rejection does not define your future. If you stop trying after one small no, you will never get to the big yes that awaits you. As the author Napoleon Hill put it, he said, "Most great people have attained their greatest success just one step beyond their greatest failure." As we know, there are different kinds of rejections. Rejection in love, rejection in work, rejection in creativity, and so on. Rejection shows up in different areas of life. But let's take a moment to address these three most important types. The first one is rejection in relationship, in love. Maybe you've experienced unrequited love or a breakup. It hurts, right? No doubt. But sometimes, rejection in love is protection. It saves you from being in the wrong relationship or being with the wrong person, freeing you up for the right one to come. As Marilyn Monroe said, "Sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together." Now, the second one is rejection in career or business. If you've ever been rejected for a job, a promotion, or a business opportunity, know that it happens to everyone. Walt Disney was fired from a newspaper job for lacking imagination. Just imagine that. The key is to keep improving and keep showing up without giving up. Thirdly, rejection in creative pursuits. If you are a writer, an artist, a musician, or an entrepreneur, rejection is just part of the game. Best-selling author Stephen King's first book was rejected 30 times before it was published. If he had given up, we would never have heard of all his inspiring books today. So, here is the takeaway on this topic. Rejection is not the opposite of success. It's part of the journey to success. And every no that someone tells you gets you closer to the right yes. I'll leave you with one last quote from the great African icon Nelson Mandela, the former president of South Africa. He said, "Do not judge me by my success. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again." If you've been feeling stuck and discouraged because of rejection, I hope today's episode gives you a new perspective. You should keep going. Keep believing in yourself. And remember, sometimes rejection is just the way the universe points us to the right direction. Rejection is redirection. Thank you so much for listening to this new episode of A Conversation with Sir Jolly. If this episode inspired you, please share it with someone who might need a little encouragement today. And please make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay strong, stay hopeful, and as always, stay joyful.